You're tuned in to What's Going On with Earl Ingram, where we bring voice to the streets, power to the people, and truth to the airwaves. Today marks 5 years since the passing of a giant, Congressman John Lewis, a warrior for justice, voting rights, and nonviolent change. And right here in Menominee Falls, a new generation of grassroots organizers is carrying the torch, stepping up in the face of division and pushing back against policies that echo the darkest corners of our political past. In a time when Trump-era agendas continue to ripple through our communities, these organizers are building coalitions, educating neighbors, and standing up for the kind of democracy John Lewis nearly gave his life for on the bridge in Selma. Don't miss it, airing this week on all streaming platforms. Follow us on civicmedia.us or wherever you follow your podcast. Please like and subscribe as well.
What's going on with Earl Ingram? We're here in Menominee Falls, and we're here for a great time, a great outcome. Many people gathered here this afternoon to talk about a legend, a man that I followed a lot as a young man, and that I followed and respected dearly. I knew of his struggles, and a man who sacrificed, almost lost his life on the Norman Pettus Bridge because he wanted fairness and equality in a nation that talks about being those things, and at many times in the past, and even sometimes today, it doesn't represent those things. So, and that's none other than former Senator John Lewis. And so today, here in Menominee Falls, here on Main Street, there's 100 or more people, maybe a little bit more than that, gathered, and they're here to talk about good trouble with John Lewis. And I ran into a couple, a husband and wife, who live in Menominee Falls, and we're going to ask them a few questions about why they're here. And if you guys can do us a favor and tell us your name.
I'm Bill.
I'm Allison.
All right. So Bill, not just in this beautiful corner, this is a beautiful city, and it's absolutely a beautiful day. Why are you here?
I'm very worried about our country. I don't like the direction our federal government is going. I don't like the direction our Supreme Court is going. I don't really like what's going on in Congress. All of these things worry me a lot. I'm not ready to give up on our democracy.
You look like a guy who's in my age demographic. I'm 71. Okay, and so what we're looking at now is unprecedented. And it just happens to get progressively worse. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's the worst I've ever seen in my lifetime. We have a government right now that doesn't seem to listen to the people whatsoever. They're pretty observant to the very rich, but not very observant to the average citizen. And we got to turn that around.
Can you believe what's taking place here in this country? I clearly do not believe what I'm seeing. We kind of had some inklings, there was conversations that this could happen if Donald Trump got reelected. But it's only been 6 months, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, he didn't waste any time, did he?
No, he didn't. Let's talk to your lovely bride. Yes, ma'am.
I've never been sadder or angrier, but I am just so sad to see where my country is going and where it is. I am scared to death for the young people. When I was young, when we were kids, I knew the United States had problems, lots of big problems. But I kind of thought we would take steps forward. Never fast enough, never big enough, but I always felt we were moving forward. And I always had some faith that the younger people would keep moving forward. And we would become the land of our promises. What does it mean to be American? You know, we're this wonderful place of people from all over the world. And what a beautiful place we can be. And to see that people not want that is just very upsetting. I mean, I see something that could be very, very beautiful.
You know, you led the conversation off with what I think about constantly. The young people. This is their world. It's not ours anymore. And yet, our generation is creating this.
Yes.
And so we're digging a hole for grandchildren and great-grandchildren that they may never be able to dig out of. And that's why seeing these people organized and gathered here, this has to happen all over this nation almost every day if we're going to make some headway.
I agree. Let's only hope there's lots of protests tonight. I saw a number of them listed in the paper. So let's hope they're all well attended like this one is. And I was at the No Kings downtown a month ago, and that had a nice crowd, a very boisterous crowd. We got to keep this going.
Well, you know, I've been to a couple rallies in Racine, and huge rallies, and I can tell you what I noticed then, as I notice right now, is it's baby boomers who are the ones who are now carrying this fight. And I don't know if the younger generation can carry this fight. We have to fix this. Our generation has to fix this.
I feel, too, that we stand on the shoulders of giants. John Lewis, people that I know that are in their 80s that knocked on doors 50, 60 years ago to get people out to vote. And it's our turn. It's our turn.
Well, thank you guys very much. I'll let you get back to the rally. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.